This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The governors of two neighboring states are asking California Governor Gavin Newsom to reconsider his proposal to require oil refiners to store a backup supply of gas in a way to prevent future price spikes. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs of Arizona and Republican Governor Joe Lombardo from Nevada say it will drive up the price of gas in their states. It's all part of a special session that the governor is trying to get lawmakers to agree to. But Phil, tell us a little bit more about what the governors are saying and how Newsom's responding.
Well, this is interesting. You know, Governor Newsom has had a tough time with gas prices in the state of California. We already pay more than just about any other state, I think, except for Hawaii, which is an island out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But we are right next to a whole bunch of states. But we have a special blend of gas here, and that costs more. Our taxes are higher, and that costs more. And there's always tricky supply because we only have a certain amount of refineries. We haven't built any new ones. And so when any of them go for cleaning or shutdowns, the price goes up because we have a shortage of gas. Well, that, you know, the Nevada and Arizona also get a good part of their gas supply from California as well, although they don't have the special blend. And they're afraid that if they, as the governor wants, sort of to be a guaranteed backup at all times in California, that if there are shortages, they could be the ones paying the big price at the pump. Now, initially, when Nevada's Governor Lombardo came out and said, hey, this is going to drive up prices, Gavin dismissed him, saying, you know, he's just this is a stunt and he's just, you know, trying to make good with his big oil donors. He could say that in part because Lombardo's Republican. But now he's got a fellow Democrat across the line in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, who said it could mess with us, too. So that puts him in a different position. Plus, he's got a Senate and a state assembly that's not necessarily crazy about this idea to begin with.
Where is the legislature in this special session? Are they balking?
Well, it's set to go on September 18th. But while they're out on their break and, you know, set to come back, oil companies are hitting the airwaves with ads pointing out how much Californians are paying at the pump, how much of it is going into taxes, and how much of it is the result of regulations. So they're kicking in on an ad campaign pushing back at this, although they don't necessarily name it specifically. These legislators who are on break right now, the assembly couldn't come up with a bill that passed with all their people because people are nervous about this. You're playing with the pump. That could be playing with your future. It's one thing where Californians get really sensitive. So there's you have the leadership that's saying, you know, maybe we should, in the assembly, we should go for this. You have the governor saying we definitely should go for this. In the Senate, the Senate guys are going, no, we shouldn't. We need to take our time with us. We don't need to do this fast. We need to work it. Newsom tried to get it through in the last couple of weeks of the assembly. They balked. And so now he's calling for a special session. He can call for a special session. They can go into special session, but will they pass the special legislation? That remains to be seen. But right now, you can see the opposition is starting to mount. And it's one thing I said when it's big oil and Republicans doing it, when you got fellow Democrats in an election year, in a tight election, he's going to have to think about this long and hard, because when you push the pump, that can get real political fast.
Really good point. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, he's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.